Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
That is Zolita Adams. He says he's worthy of all the praise, might and power be given unto him at all times. She makes no mistake about that. Talking about a woman who basically has been on top of the charts for many, many years and writes a song like this, then it must get you thinking. All right, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Kwenziwani ngamandla kaNkulunkulu. Ngoba insukunza namhlanje sengathi namandla abantu bayithathele, bayidapele. Amandla lawo siyaphenduka istap-tap. Sukuyayidatshelwa. Mlungisi says, greetings, servant of God and listeners. The challenge is, it's these multiple of human doctrines that dominate the body of Christ. Hence, there's such misusing and misinterpreting the power of God for their own gain. He says, for their own gain. Mlungis again sends a WhatsApp and says, and the challenge is, no one is correcting all these leaders who are misusing this power. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother Ray.
Hey, Butwami.
Ngiyabulisa, my brother. Ngigamelihle lomfelo ethu Jesu Christ, my brother.
Sawubona.
Hey, ngibulise nengceku lapho uJabulani Dominic nomfundisi Khwadebe.
Amen.
Awuzweke.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Uyazi, my brother Ray, nasisithole uJesu Christ njengeNkosi nomfundisi.
Yeah.
The purpose of the power of God ukuba siphile ngemithetho nezinkambo zikaMoya oNgcwele.
Amen. Amen.
Ngoba manje sesingaba kwamoya. Sindlalifa zikaNkulunkulu. And kulo mhlaba angeke kube smooth brother. Izinhlupheko esihlangana nazo kulo mhlaba azinakulinganiswa nenkazimulo eyakwambula kithi, my brother.
Gampela.
Yeah. Kulo mhlaba sesinqoba konke. Sinqoba ngamandla kaJesu Kristu wasithandayo waze wanikela ngomphefumulo wakhe negazi lakhe. Hayi ngamandla ethu, Gregory. UDavid uyasikhumbuza lapha ku-Psalm 8, verse 6, uthi uNkulunkulu umuntu wamenza abe ngumbusi phezu kwemisebenzi yezandla zakhe. Konke wakubeka phansi kwezinyawo zakhe. Uyathina si-understand ukuthi sinamandla angakanani, Gregory.
Usathatha kafuni sazi nokwazi ngoba naku sishumayela imvilophi namanzi sishumayela ukuyobhavisa abantu
ngokuthina phela brother Rick sikhothamela abanye abantu abafana nathi
nayo ke inkinga
sikhohlwe uNkulunkulu owadala izulu nomhlaba asikholwa ngoba noma sivelelwa nayini ugula. Awazi ukuthi unamandla kangakanani ukuthi ungathandaza uvele kusitophe lokugula.
Yeah.
Sifuna ukuyokhulwekelwa umuntu esithemba ukuthi unamandla wokusiphilisa. Hayi uJesu Kristu. Yeah. We must be holy because God is holy, my brothers.
Yes.
Sinamandla anzima kabi, brother.
Yes.
Singababusi.
Hey, madodana.
Njengoba usho ukuthi uSathane akafuni sikwazi lokho. Waya ensimini yase-Edini wafika lapho wakuchitha lokho wakhohlisa u-Adama no-Eva.
Hey,
wayijika le nto, brother.
Yeah.
Kepha ngokristu efile sivuswe naye uKristu, madada.
Ya, ngempela.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, madada. UNkulunkulu anibusise.
Yeah. God bless you, my friend. To God be the
God
glory.
God bless you too, my brother. To God be the glory, my brother.
All the time. All the time.
In a mind that we say, Lapayana, this is your Bahil, and he's not just a feeling minister, umuntu Superman or Jesus.
Hey, my daughter. Ubonile abanye babafaka a swimming pool. Ukuthi bathola amandla.
Yes.
Bangena boyushilini.
Brother Ray, uyazi into esingayiqapheli ukuthi lowo muntu uba la for isikhashana uzothola sekuthiwe hayi phela loyo ufile udlulile kulo mhlaba
and beloku ningena niwushilini naye emanzini
uyabona, brother,
kungasabandi
emanzini la.
Hayi Nkosi yami.
Nkosi. Le zinto sizibonile brother, imphefumulo eminingi iyaphuma ukuthi kufakwe abantu bafakwe edamini elikhulu la. Ngithola ukuthi hey kuba isiphithiphithi umuntu bayafa abantu lapho.
Hey. Bayalimala.
Bayafa abantu. Basile abaningi brother.
Hayi Nkosi yami. Hayi Nkosi yami, Nkosi sisi.
Basile brother. Umfundisi nakabe usave nokuthi hayi ube lo muntu bengahlambukulanga kahle.
Eh. Eh, bathi bekangasindiswanga kahle. Eh.
Yeah, bekangasindiswanga kahle lo muntu. Yinto nje lamandla amthathila lasemfuleni.
Hey madodana.
Imapha amandla manje ngoba uNkulunkulu indlela zakhe ziphakeme ukudlula thina sonke.
Aha.
Abasemfuleni amandla ngoba yonke iDavid yasitshela lapha ku Psalm 8.
Mm.
Ukuthi konke kudalwe uNkulunkulu ngesandla sakhe bese ngeminyo yakhe.
Ngiyakhoka.
Hayi ngiyabonga my brother.
Hey, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. God be the glory.
All the time. Siyabonga kakhulu. God bless. I was okay. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. What is the purpose of the power of God? If this power is upon your life, what is the purpose of that power?
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 AM.
Sawubona mama.
Ah, brother Ray, siyabonga.
Mayibonga inkosi. Mayibonga inkosi.
Yendaba yamandla kaNkuluNkulu.
Ehhe.
Yamandla abantu.
Hey madodana.
Uyazi brother Ray. Baziqiniso.
Mm.
Kahle kakhulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu kuphela onamandla.
Yeah.
Akekho namandla uNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Into emendleleni. Mali.
Hey madodana.
Mali emendleleni ipower.
Yeah.
Nazi izinto ezimendleleni ngoba manje umuntu uyabheka aqhathanisa.
Mm.
Athi ngikhuluma iqiniso ngizoliza ipower.
Mm.
Ngizoliza nemali.
Mm.
Ngingalikhulumi ngizogena ipower ngidenile imali. Umuntu abese aqhathanisa athi kungone ungene imali nepower. Ngoba vele uphile emhlabeni iqiniso balazi kahle.
Hey Nkosi yami.
Manje nake into ekhulu usathana uhlakaniphile.
Mm.
Manje abasalazi ke manje iqiniso.
Mm.
Usathana manje usubabonisa ukuthi lamanga abaphila kuwo sekuyiqiniso. Abasakhumbula ukuthi konje sakhetha silazi iqiniso. Balazi kahle. uNkulunkulu kuphela onamandla ngoba ligama lakhe umnini mandlonke.
Yebo.
Manje lapha uMpostoli Paul umeke khuluma lapha na ku Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. Athi bothola ukhele kugcina uthi qinana enkosini nasemandleni ayo amakhulu akathi nasemandleni abantu nasemandleni ayo amakhulu
amakhulu
enye into futhi eyindide bantwini thina bantu esizizwa ukuthi ngamaFrest abantu abalifundi iBhayibheli bona brother Ray abafundi izwi yasifuthe enye into engiyibonayo Enginto engiyibonayo yile.
Mhm.
Abantu abefundisi.
Mhm.
Bakhoze ama leaders abo.
Hey man.
Umuntu abesezinikela kumfundisi. Nayi ngene ukuzinikela kumuntu ngokuphinda umazi uNkulunkulu.
Ngoba
futhi noma sowutshelwa uNkulunkulu uzomphika ngoba wena wazi ukuthi lo mfundisi wakho uNkulunkulu. Bese ke nabo labefundisi bangaba correct. Woba phela akwazi umkhono ukuhlangana le envelope.
Hey, madoda.
Uzokhunyukisa inkwemlonyeni.
Yeah, ayophuma amafutha. Hey.
Manje bese ayambandaza akayibambe ngapha. Akubona umuntu kana sewudalile ukuthi udala umona kanjani.
Aha.
Yes,
hey, God bless you. Thank you so much, ma'am. Siyabonga
kakhulu. Okay, brother.
Thank you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. I want to hear from you as to what is it that you know, is the purpose of the power of God. I have heard many people going like, this power is given me and it's mine. Yeah, but it's a special power, yam. And they've attached this to themselves and themselves alone. And it's one of the biggest problems that one can ever look into. And I hope Sizo Sizagala ke lapho. Yeah. I'm trying to get to see. Usekhona sipho manje?
Ngikhona mfundisi wami.
Bolahlekile ndoda yamadoda ngithi awukanti ukuphi lo brother.
Hey,
I think
on the phone.
Yes,
the phone.
Yeah, no, I know. Ngiyabona hey kunenkinga lapho man. Hayi 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 hayi. Benginojonina bengizacela mhlambe ukuthi nawe aculele ingoma athi zwakala nawe ngizokuklabhela man ukuthi akuthengele lamafoni lawa semashineni. Klabhela. All right. Now here is another aspect of it. And let me bring this to you, Jabu. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Psalm 93 verses 4. And Psalm 145 verses 6 says, men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. The purpose of the power of God is also to exalt the Father above all other powers, whether they be of nature, whether that nature is super.
Yeah.
Supernatural. God is above that. God doesn't move in a supernatural power. Anything that is natural cannot contain God.
Yeah. He's the creator of it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. When you move with the Father, you cannot move supernaturally. Storms can do that, but not you. You move when you move in the power of the Lord, you are above supernatural. But I see again, ngoba abantu twasayo biba bathi supernatural bamba ngayo ke sina abantu bayethatha bethu no not this is about supernatural ke manje. Yeah, nothing biblical about supernaturality. Nevertheless, the purpose of the power of God is also to bring praises to Him. It says, then men will speak of your awesome acts and your great works. It is to testify with regards to Him.
It is amazing, Fundis. You remind me in the Ishibatagon, whereby they put umphongolo kaNkulunkulu endlini noDagon. Ithi iBhayibheli kwahla ngakusasa uDagon izandla nentamo nekhanda linqambukile. Kukhombisa ukuthi everything that God is above all nature. And that is why ukuthi even nabantu babekhonza uDagon, they understand ukuthi they think ukuthi uDagon was powerful, but when they try to equate noNkulunkulu, nomphongolo kaNkulunkulu, it shows ukuthi definitely this God is so different, so mighty. And that is why we need to stress it even at tonight. There is nothing that can be above God's power.
Mm.
And his purpose is to show that he is the one who is above all nations.
Mm.
And the unkulunkulu to law, no, chase from the koniskati lakona, he silenced a storm. And the babuza, but ubani lo nemve lemlale la.
Who is it? Even the weather obeys him, yeah.
Exactly. So he's above the nature. That is why there is nothing under the sun being created that can be more powerful than the one that created it. So God is so powerful. His purpose is to declare that I am God. There is nobody beside me. I'm the greatest of them all. I'm a wire created wonderfully and fearfully by him. Even better, you put it in MC Palanama vein, MZ Benwab. It is because I'm created by the same God who's so powerful. Ubani Begat and Academy only increase your shire, I got them for it. Abakobe, Lomwe Mupis Milad, men living in the eyes, the way he has wired me. It shows what it Lomenzil is so great and powerful. In other words, all the glory, the splendor, the beauty, and the majesty belong to him because he's God who can do great, wonderful things.
Inkosi Sizwe man Sipho man ngoba awu kudunyiswa abantu kukhona omunye ke kuze kushaywe ingoma equla ngaye agide kuze kubophuluka amazipho
ekwazweni mfundisi
cabanga bathi Sipho Sipho wenzani leso skadi ubhabhuruko hey. Hey, my daughter. No, Clemisile. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. And we are looking into the very aspect of the purpose of the power of God.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Molweni bafundisi entambama. Brother Ray, akekho umuntu oyoba namandla andlula wakaNkulunkulu. Nalabantu besifunda ngawe emaBhayibhelini, akekho wayebitha uNkulunkulu. So mina ngiwabonile amandla kaNkulunkulu, Brother Ray. Sishonele ubhuti wami, siyahamba siyotleyima. Ukuphuma kwethu le 5 minutes bagqekeza imoto esihamba ngayo. Masiphuma bathi abantu hayi nangu umuntu. Brother Ray, ngahlala phansi estradeni amateksi alinda agegala enyaweni zami. Ngathi Baba Jehova, bayakubabaza abakwaziyo ukuthi unama-miracles. Baba, ngicela ukubona lama-miracles manje la kulo buhlungu engikuko. Ngithe ngisahleli njalo le zinto ezitshontshwe lapha emotweni namafayili womntwana wasemsebenzini kwaqhamuka ihlanya e-Sprint Station ziziphethe zihambe ziyafunda la endleleni ziyafunda. Mangithi nawa la mafayili sajampa, bekungekho mfundisi lapho, Brother Ray. Ngakhuluma ngowami umlomo, ngatshelwa uJehova umnikazi wamandla, ngatshela yena. So manje, Brother Ray, kuhambisa amanga manje ene nelizwi likaNkulunkulu alisafundwa. Abasasitsheli ngamandla kaNkulunkulu, sitshelwa ngamandla kapasta kababa kapapa laba sibabiza ngamagama. Brother Ray, amandla kaNkulunkulu wakaNkulunkulu angeke avuke kusasa anguhamandla wami. Kungako ukuthi masikhala sikhala kuye bese yena wenza izinto. Ngiyabonga kakhulu umam Nomalady.
Mam Nomalady, thank you so much. I really appreciate. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. The voice note on WhatsApp, it's 082 0800 657 2729 usitsheleke ukuthi wena uyibona kanjani le ndaba. Kuyenzeke ikhathini eziningi uthola abantu sebeyithathela amandla.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. It says, good evening, Pastor Ray and the listeners. Unelisiwe mhlongo ethwathwa. Amandla kaNkuluNkulu ayiqiniso futhi ayiqondakala without confusion. Thina esimaziyo uNkuluNkulu kufanele simqonde ngokuphelele. Fake pastors don't have the power of God but have magic cults which they deceive people with. I wish people can learn to know God in a true sense of it. God is omnipotent with the divine power. Let us be strong in God's power. Nelisiwe, thank you so much. Nelisiwe umhlongo laphana. Sibonga kakhulu Nelisiwe. Keep on sending them. Let's hear what you say. Jabu, let me throw this at you. We will also continue to describe the nature of the power of God. If we have to go to next week's episode, but otherwise we will do other the other time. We'll do it the other time. Now, when you look into Isaiah 1:24, it says, therefore the Lord says, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will rid myself of my adversaries and take vengeance on my enemies. Bayathanda ukuthi la lo uyawakhipha amademoni. But here it is him, the Father, Yahuwah HaMashiach. He says, our Father, Yahuwah Elohim, he says he is the one who will rid himself. He says, I will rid myself of my adversaries and take vengeance on my enemies. How? Gosiam. Ngoba la iTV sibona ubhuti omunye akhuluma nomunye sisi lo sisamthuka baze bambambe abambe lo sisi lo esiswini lo sisi awe kube ngathi lo sisi uyahlambuluka or wenzani awukanta kuwe kuthi he says it is he ozenzelayo okwenziwa abantu izinto zabantu. That's why bazibiza isintu. Jabu.
Jabu.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So, you know, that is why it's in the future. Nowhere when it comes to him working. I think that is where we got lost. You know, when we credited ourselves to be the ones now, we even said, no, she represents uNkulunkulu emhlabeni. Because I was with other corner. And so that is how we really shifted God from us, you know, and took the position of God and even the power and the glory of God, which is, you know, so it's a big blessing. So, but God is the one who is in charge. On the first place, everything he created, it was for his own glory. Even us as men, when he created us, it was for his own glory. Not so that now we can, you know, like see ourselves also as other gods. Not God, but other gods. So of which these days when we claim to be powerful, can heal people, you know, like can bless people. So it means we are other gods, you know. So but instead of knowing that there is one God who is alive in us, doing all the great things, healing the sick, saving the lost, you know, like teaching all nations, you know, blessing, you know, people.
So even like in just to confirm what you're saying in Isaiah 1 verse 24, then in Ephesians chapter 3:20, the Word of God says, "Now all glory to God, who is able through His mighty power at work within us." It's His mighty power that is working within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. There is no man, there is no portion of us there. We've got maybe a contribution into what God is doing. He says, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. UNkulunkulu unenjongo akafuna ukuyifeza empilweni zomunye nomunye wethu ngamandla akhe, not ngawethu, not ngawabanye abantu, but ngamandla akhe, for udumo lwakhe, for inkazimulo yakhe. Amandla kaNkulunkulu, lonke udumo libuyela kuJehova. So okuyena onenjongo ukwenza izinto, you know, ezimangalisayo nezinkulu kakhulu empilweni zethu. So let us learn to acknowledge, you know, God in our lives. Let us learn also to speak right about God, you know. Like when people also are confusing what's happening in our lives with us, starting to say, "Hey, Sipho, you are anointed, you are powerful." You correct people that, no, it's God working within me. It's not me. I no longer live. But God is the one who is powerful to do all the things that you see. Because I want to tell you that, you know, we are God's display. UNkulunkulu ubonakaliswa through impilo zethu. For us, it's just to really give Him the glory. That is why I said, when I'm lifted up, I will draw men unto me. That is our purpose, not to go around stealing the glory of God, amassing crowds for us, amassing monies for us, and all the things that we are running after, you know. That belongs to God. You know, that belongs to God. Tina, our reward, that is why He says, already, Tina, or has praised us. We've got our reward. But those who really still are understanding that He is the one at work and they give Him the glory and everything about their lives glorifies God, there is still a reward that is promised to partake in the garden, in the tree of life, you know, that He has promised in His word. But when, because you're already taking your share, you know, just like the prodigal son, you know, so you are taking your share and then you're going to miss out on that promise to partake in the tree of life. Let Him be glorified at all times.
Yeah. We are taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, man. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. People are sending izinto gela. Oh. Hey, my daughter. Yeah. All right. We will take your calls. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. And talk to us directly there.
At Radio Pulpit, we want to stay in touch with you as our valued daily companion. To enable ongoing communication with you and in the interest of ensuring the protection of your personal information in accordance with POPIA, we ask that you please confirm your consent to communication when receiving a link from our system via SMS, WhatsApp, or email. We have good news. As soon as you confirm consent to receive information from Radio Pulpit, you qualify to possibly be chosen to co-present with your favorite presenter in one program of your choice. For more information, please feel free to visit our website at radiopulpit.co.za or email gospel@radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. Send us the WhatsApp, send the voice notes, 0826572729. And the number to dial is 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322.
Pastor, I don't send Pastor, Pastor Hadebe, sending Herrera, Nabada Lebe Red Pulpit. Manje ke uya ngebhayibheli encwadini yamahubo sahloko semashumi amabili nesikhombisa. Ithi isichangane Yehova ekubonakala kamina nekuhlayiseka kamina. Manje ke lokubonakala lokhu uma semzimbeni yethu uNkulunkulu ungamandla wami. Manje ke akudingi ukuthi ngize ngihambe ngiyofuna amandla kuphela phesheya noma kubane. Amandla loNkulunkulu uma semzimbeni wami nje ngumukela uJesu Kristu ungukukhanya kwami uyinsindiso futhi ungamandla. Manje ke abantu badidwa yini Loko ungakholwa kwethu thina abantu ngakho sidideka sifune amandla. Kakhulu abefundisi labakhona manje bafune amandla. Yawisa abantu la enkonzweni la. Bantu baphefemulelane la kungasabe ne social distance. Abantu bawenda one one. Nemfumi ma Asha na wadideka phefemulelane nalabantu laba abagulana laba ngaguli. Batholakala sebagula manje ngenxa yamandla kamfundisi. Manje ke amandla uma umukela uJesu Kristu umukela amandla.
Yeah.
Umukela insindiso.
Yeah.
Umukela ukukhanya.
Yes.
Umukela ikhali zonke zikaNkuluNkulu la ensindisweni la. Kana mambo pastor.
Kana mambo mfundisa mina na cancer. We taking your calls. You can give us a chat, talk to us directly there 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say.
Babare ngiyabingelela kameni lo mfelo tu Jesus. Ngibingelela nabafundisi egameni lehle lo mfelo tu Jesus. Yeah, the power of God. Hey. Sesibona abantu besikhohlisa beza nenkohliso. Abantu bakhanda amabhizinisi emasontweni. Uthengisa oil, uthengisa uniform. Hey, isipelede, uthengisa konke lo muntu. Baze bahamba nangama aeroplane. Mawa kwazi ukukhohlisa ngeke ugibele neaeroplane. Manje vele siyazi ukuthi awavalwa ngoba babhadala abaholi bethu baka government. Ngoba umthetho kugovernment uspecific ukuthi when you run a church you must never sell ezinye izinto. So kushuthi khona imali abazibhadalayo kulabantu laba. Kodwa ke asikho lapho semandleni inkosi yamakhosi. Hey uJehova namandla abazalwane. Yazi ngithanda ukuthi ngikendlulise nankomlayezo. Lithi iBhayibheli uJehova is a consuming fire. So umlilo oqothulayo uJehova. So when is a consuming fire? Kushuthi ngamanye amagama uzuthumela uIsaiah uthi mina abam angeke abakhonza uJehova ngeke bashe uma besemlilweni ukukhuluthumela uIsaiah siyababona amalokhuzana aboDaniel lapha behlele emlilweni inkosi mayibheka ithola umuntu wesifoyo ithola uJehova ungaphakathi usemlilweni yena ngoba uJehova amandla akhe la ukuthi uyakwazi kwenza ukuthi abantu bakhe bangashi uyakwazi ukuthi abenze ukuthi abanye bashe bakuze ubuhlungu kodwa abakhe bangabuza ubuhlungu uJehova namandla akahlulwa ilutho manje ngoba abantwana bakaIsrael nabo bathi Moses sifuna ukuzibonela lo uNkulunkulu thina sizibonele yena sikhulume naye kodwa uThema kambize embeka la lithi iBhayibheli wavela ngomlilo babuya bathi hayi asafuna ukukhuluma naye Moses wena khuluma noNkulunkulu thina sesizowuzwa wena Moses manje ngoba ngempela uNkulunkulu amandla akhe ayisivera ngenye indlela ngoba abakhe ngeke basha abangenzi abaphila ubungcwele bakhe kodwa laba bangaphila ubungcwele bayosha phambi kwalabo abangcwele amandla labo engiwabonayo kaNkuluNkulu uNkuluNkulu okwazi ukuthi into thina esisindayo ayiphushe nje ngesingemunwe nje uthinta intaba zithunqa umusi uNkuluNkulu othatha amafa wenza amaphiko akhe la emhlabeni besibaya sikhohlisa bathi inyoka abantu kanti uNkuluNkulu usuke ehlile kusuke kehle mawubona amafa ehlile phansi wazithi uNkuluNkulu la emhlabeni wehlile kuhamba yena uqobo lwakhe ubone nje into itruck nje ivele isuke nje ithi into engeke siyikuke nama forklift engawasinda kodwa ivele isuke itruck iwelele ngoba amandla kaNkuluNkulu uNkuluNkulu odalile umhlaba wawusekela ukuthi umhlaba ungawe ungabhidliki amandla kaNkuluNkulu Nkosi yami yazi nje ukuthi ikuze singafinyelele amandleni kaNkuluNkulu ubuthakathi obenziwa ama-scientist benza nenkohliso ukuthi sikhohle ukuthi amandla kaNkuluNkulu akhona baze bafundise nalabo prophet laba benkohliso laba bagcile wonke lamasonto baze bagibela nama aeroplane yibo abafundisi benkohliso bonke ke bangangichallenge anginankinga kodwa ke iqiniso lelo ngoba amandla kaNkuluNkulu ayasebenza there is power in God there is power in healing mina ngikhuluma ngobufakazi bami ke mina ke sizingathatha insindiso angaze ngaphuza ipilisi angaze ngaphuza imbiza angaze ngasebenzisa isisu angaze ngaclean isisu noma ngiphuza umuthi weflu angaze ngenza lutho noma ngifake ngipeyte or ngifuthe for the past 13 years but I'm healthy I see the power njalo mangigula nje I just say God ngibona nje amandla nje yangivusa nje ngisukume nje hawo nezitha vele noma ngiphuma ngizibulisa uzibona zikwatile kodwa ngoba amandla sifakaza ngento esiyaziyo sifakaza ngamandla kaNkuluNkulu uNkuluNkulu unamandla okwenza noma yini ayike into ehlula uJehova ngoba ushilo umhlaba ungaqala ilokhuza nga 2000 years ago ukuthi ekugcineni kuyobe kugcwele ulwazi kaJehova namhlanje mawufuna ulwazi lugcwele olukaJehova akusela umuntu akusela ama scientists akusela aba prophet kodwa olukaJehova ah Nkosi ngiyabonga ngingaze ngimoshe isikhathi
hey madoda haya usimoshanga isikhathi bongane mina ngiyathokoza nje kakhulu uma sithola imlayezo engaka ave ngijabule nje kakhulukazi alright asiboneke is it dikobreti how babeki speaker phezu komuntu bamlalise ngaphasi kwazo brother ray imihloli yenzeka abantu bayafa ngokuswela ulwazi there's a pastor ugibele abantu enkonzweni hey madoda ithombeke lesi kokunye ugibele umuntu ngathi ugibele ihashi awu abo baba bayahleka lapha yana sipho bajabulile abakhozi nokukhuza nanga umuntu ugibele abantu ngathi ugibele ihashi Yeah. 012-333-8699. Talk to us. Let's hear what you say. Let me bring this to you also, Sipu. When we look into the issue of the power of the Father, in Isaiah 49, verse 26, he says, I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with sweet wine. All flesh shall know that I am the Lord, am your Savior. And your Redeemer, and the Mighty One of Jacob. The works of the power of the Father is to redeem, to save, to fight for us, to defend us, to take vengeance on us. Mara, mosibongbonela bayana bag abafundisi ba balwe TV omunyuti. I will send you to hell right now. Sipo, what comes to mind?
When this, we must be like Ibandla Superior.
Yeah.
So they set the scripture, who know what the word of God says and what does it means in ways that not taking everything as something enjoying our phone is with the scripture. The Bible more fun that go Exodus 14, verse 14, lady, the battle is not ours, but it's just the Lord to fight all our battles. In other words, not for us to fight for ourselves. And Lord, I don't want to send it to hell. It means that's a good thing in the scripture. And no one owns hell. In our Bible, it is even hell belongs to God. That is why he created hell, the devil himself. Like I said, they want to follow their father. And it is true, Guti, no one is so powerful that I'm going to hell. And we are not called for such. So the battle is not ours, but it's just the Lord. So in other words, he imbabionen yet. And the man that from the Swabona corner, when God deliver us, is able to Jesus coming from this sinful nature, to be delivered from this sinful nature, see later on the perfect Ivankulungul to live a holy life. It needs power. I know Guti how it's so painful to climb and how so sad, bono abanyaban be pile lo mshani. But God's power, its purpose, are so divine in such a way that it was so known to me that God is mighty and powerful. And today, saying from this kind of pile and right, I know that when people they can come and lay hand upon you, not the people, not the church, but the power of God at hand in this, it makes me heed. That is why every time Mangbono Mute is silent, oh God, have mercy on that person. Because I know that you have delivered me so that your purpose concerning my life won't stop to serve you and to worship you. So the purpose of the power of God is to show what is God out of all flesh, all over flesh. There is nothing that is impossible to our God.
Yeah, we're taking your calls 012-333-8699, 012-334-1322. Send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. 0800 327 2729. You can drop us a voice note.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
We seem to have lost that one. I don't know. 012-333-8699. You can give us a shout. Or 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. There's a number that came in, but we're saying hello, Maranatha. Sorry about that. Very sorry about that. Right. Send us your WhatsApps. 082-657-2729. Sikuzwe ukuthi uthini ke ngalolu daba. Leyo nababeke ispeaker. Sama samist. Yes, connectile esibekwe phezulu kwale ntombazana. Sengathi bile iqulekile or iqulekile. Singakanani ispeaker sakhona? Uyabona lezi ezine dust zasetendeni. Singakanani ispeaker leso? Basibeke phezulu kwentombazanyana laphana iqulekile. Bathi deliverance. Bathi deliverance. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. You will realize that I was looking much into the Old Testament with regards to the power of the Father. That's why I said, when it happens at some other time in the future, when we get to part two, I will get into the so-called New Testament to show you also the relation with regards to this. Right. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 37. Who is he who speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Hey, Banna. What is it which is the power of the Lord? It is to command, ne? That things come to pass. Jabu.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. You know, He is the one who is all-powerful to heal, you know. And you asked a very interesting question at some point, you know, my friend, you know, about the so-called prophets who heals people. Why don't they go to the hospitals, you know?
Yeah,
in the
hospitals,
why? There are a lot of people who are sick, who need healing. But the self-proclaimed prophets of healing, why don't they go and just depopulate all the hospitals? Because they can heal. You know? So that is the question that not anyone will have answer. But you can just discern that, you know, that is where people will be exposed, you know. Because you cannot force God and you cannot trick God. You cannot even share in his glory and his power. You cannot, you know. Like, people can tell you that this is going to happen, people. But if God, you know, is not doing it, it won't happen. I don't care who is saying it with all authority or what. But if God is not doing it, it will not happen. So people are afraid that they will be exposed. So that's why now they trick it, like by, you know, preparing people that are going to disguise as sick and then they are being healed, even dead, and they are being brought back to life. You know, it's like it's a movie, it's a drama, so it's a script that has been written, and it's a show. You know, as we're saying, that it's a business of money. And it's so sad that the name of God is there. But that's the despise of the power of God. But God is the only one who's powerful to heal. You know, he says in his word, you know, I sent my word and healed their diseases. He's the one who heals. So let us understand. And even a person maybe right now who also might be needing healing, you know, depend on God. Ask God. He will heal you. Don't put your trust on man. Me, a man that dies and, you know, their names are never remembered. But God is all-powerful to heal, to save, to restore, to deliver.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Decobretti. I hope I'm reading your name properly, man. I'm sorry if I'm not. Now it says, when a person commits their life to Jesus Christ, something happens to them. That's a WhatsApp there. It says, they have an eternal secure destination and are filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1 verses 8. Okay. People are being deceived by the power of divinations. These people call themselves prophets while they are sangomas. This is Decrobetti sending a WhatsApp. It is such an observation there. Seen it a couple of times. We are about to conclude. And then, of course, as we conclude, there's a bit of a song that I'd like us to look into. This Sunday feeling.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Sounds of Life.
Amazing there, amazing. The voice of Nana Coyote. We trust and believe the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And then, of course, we come to conclusions. It says, when you look into Nahum, chapter 1, verses 3, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. The purpose, therefore, of the power of God is to make his will prevail. Ekugcineni, Sipho, let me give you a minute, then Jabulani naye ngizomnika a minute. Sipho!
Fundisi mangifunda Psalms 136, it shows the power and the purpose of God. Uti to him all alone does great wonders. To him that all I mean to him that make wisdom made the heavens. The one that stretches out the earth above the waters. The one who made great light. The one who made day and night to rule. Moon and stars are his eyes. It shows Uti our God is so powerful and mighty. And lastly from this, God's purpose about his power is for us to worship him. When he reveals his power unto us, we must adore him, and above all, we must worship him in truth and spirit.
Wow. And Jabu, when you go to Jonah, you know, chapter 1:14, therefore he cried out to the Lord and said, we pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done it as it pleases you. The power and the purpose of the power of God is to do what pleases the Lord, not people.
Yeah.
Not pastors and super ego bishops. No. It is to do what pleases the Father. 1 minute, Jabu.
Yes, indeed. You know, he is using his power to fulfill his purpose, you know, because he started everything, so he's going to finish everything also. That is why, you know, we feature, you know, like nowhere when it comes to the plan and the purpose of God. We just been adopted by grace, you know, so we are in his plan, we are in his purpose. So that is why we don't have the right to come up with our own purposes and plans, because they are going to contradict the plans and the purposes of God, you know. But what causes that mostly is not knowing the scriptures, you know, and also not knowing the power of God. According to Matthew 22:29, it says, Jesus replied, your mistake is that you do not know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God. So let us allow God to fill us with his word, because his power is revealed from his word. Then we will be able to really give him the glory that he deserves. And also his power will work within our life in the way that God wants it to work.
Hmm. Thank you so much to both of you. Next week we are talking about worldly wisdom in our services.
Yeah,
we are touching on that next week. I want to thank you, Sipho. Much blessings to you, my brother, my friend.
To God be the glory from this, and thank God for this opportunity to be nothing my own, but it's all about Him, all Him the glory, and to Him that is due with all that He has done.
Absolutely. Jabu, thank you so much, my brother, my friend.
My friend, to God be all the glory. May He bless you and also the family there. And also to my friend Sipho, may God bless you and your wonderful family and all the wonderful listeners. May God bless everyone.
Of course, may the Lord bless everyone and may God bless you, Jabu. May God bless you, Sipho. Until we talk again, Vicky Lertago. Dango, dango, dango. Asibonge kakhulu, sibonge, sibonge. Hey, madoda. Yeah, bathu Jabu Msubati, yazi Msu yasubati. Uthintinini?
And kukhona othe uzomjoyina.
Yeah.
Kukhona othe uzomjoyina this week.
Makajoyine, plus unasi isikhindi silihlaza lesifana selwamfana wakanhlapho.
Hamba uthathe ikhindi mfowethu, singene.
Angakhohlwa ukugqobisa iveselina phela amadola ampungu ngathi isihlahla sefeye. Uke wasibona isihlahla sefeye kuthi njani? Thank you so much to both of you, my friends. God bless. Amen, amen. And of course, thank you so much for tuning in to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Yehusha HaMashiach. We give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There is none like Him in our lives. He guides us into all truth at all times. Stay safe.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.